MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us here. Andy, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this week. And you have some kind of breaking news, I think, with the Red Sox second baseman.
Yeah, certainly more problems with the Red Sox going into the 2023 season. Second baseman Trevor Story went ligament surgery on his right elbow on Tuesday. It's a modified Tommy John surgery. He's going to be out 4 to 6 months. Team officials say Story injured his elbow recently while throwing. Some reports out there say that Story could even miss the whole 2023 season. So this certainly is not what Red Sox Nation wanted to hear after just trying to get over the loss of Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. So now the team needs a shortstop, a second baseman, this, that, and the other thing. It's not looking bright for the local nine coming up this year.
No, I know we were talking last week when you broke the Devers story that, and others broke it as well. I'm not crediting you, Andy, with that, by the way. But
I'll take the credit.
Well, for us, you broke the story. But it was just out that night before. But we were talking about how Story could, as a former shortstop, could easily move over there if they wanted him to. But right now that's clearly not in consideration anymore.
That's for sure. I don't know which way this team is going to head after all this has gone down. This is really obviously a shock to the system. It's going to take a little bit of getting used to here and try to figure out what the next move is. But obviously, Christian Arroyo's going to be your second baseman to start the season. There's talk of Kike Hernandez moving from center field to shortstop. But then you'd have to find a center fielder to replace Kike. So there's a lot of moving parts here. There are still some veteran-type shortstop still on the free agent list. No one of any big note out there to try to go acquire. Jose Iglesias, a former Red Sox minor leaguer. He played a few seasons with the Sox a few times. He made a couple appearances back at Fenway and between other teams. He's still out there as a free agent. He could possibly return. So who knows? We'll have to see what Chaim Bloom has up his sleeve as we get closer to spring training.
Well, maybe Maury Wills is still available somewhere along the way. One of my favorites of all time. Okay, so now let's go to the Devers story. They had the press conference yesterday. An 11-year deal, Andy, and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, certainly is plenty of cash for Rafael. $331 million to be exact with that 11-year extension. So you'll have a third baseman and or DH as the years go on in the lineup for the Red Sox. But he's really your only stud hitter at the moment, and I don't think he's going to see many pitches to hit coming up this year. He could lead the league in walks as far as I'm concerned. But we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Devers is good. And he had a complement of players around him since he had joined the team. But that's a big point, Andy, actually. Yeah. All right, Andy, let's take us through some other Red Sox news, names in the news with the franchise.
Well, one other note from yesterday's press conference, Red Sox owner Tom Warner said the team is not being sold. He just wanted to make that known to everyone that he and co-owner John Henry have a desire to win more championships here in Boston. Fenway Sports Group owns Liverpool FC soccer team, the NHL's Pittsburgh Penguins, and other entities, but Warner says the heart and soul of the organization and that sports group remains with the Red Sox. So I think that's a lot of whistleblowing and window dressing, but personally I'd like to see the team sold ASAP, but that's just my opinion. Elsewhere, pitcher Darwinson Hernandez was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster for third baseman Justin Turner, who was signed as a free agent. Hernandez cleared waivers yesterday and was traded to the Orioles for cash considerations. In another move on the roster, the Sox signed outfielder Greg Allen to a minor league deal that includes an invite to major league camp and spring training. Allen has played for four teams in a six-year career with a .232 average, last year playing in 46 games for the Pirates. And I had a thought here, Bill, as I was just mentioning this, that Allen has experience in center field, so maybe he could be the team center fielder to start the season, and Kike Hernandez moves to shortstop, replacing Xander Bogaerts. So who knows what all this means, but just another name that will be seen in spring training games for the Red Sox coming up soon.
All right, so now another sign of the times. Rotating announcers, multiple announcers in the Red Sox TV and radio booths. It used to be you'd have two announcers on TV, two announcers on radio, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty fixed, and it went on for years and years without any changes. So now we've got word that there are more changes at NESN and the TV coverage of the Red Sox this year.
Absolutely. They've announced that Kevin Youkilis is going to be the main color analyst this season, with Will Middlebrooks, Kevin Millar, and Tim Wakefield also being sprinkled in. Of course, Youkilis was involved in last year's coverage. did most of the games, I would say, with all the other people they use, but I guess he's going to have more of a prominent role this year. And one person who was on Nesson last year who won't be back is Tony Maserati from 98.5 The Sports Hub. He had, he was part of that group of rotating analysts last year, but he won't be back. So that's the one name you won't see and or voice heard on Red Sox telecast this season.
Yeah, I liked his perspective at times. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I certainly did as well. I mean, certainly he wasn't as critical as he is and as entertaining as on his radio show when he gets going on the Red Sox, but I guess that's to be expected. He can't be that critical, but he did hear a little bit of that here and there, which was a bit refreshing.
Absolutely. All right, other names in the news from former Red Sox players?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know last week we talked about losing Denny Doyle. This week we're going to mention that former Sox reliever Bill Campbell passed away last Friday at the age of 74. He pitched for 15 seasons, was with the Red Sox from 1977 to 1981. In his first year with the Sox, he was an all-star, winning the American League Fireman of the Year award with 13 wins and 31 saves.
Top-notch closer with the nickname Soup. There you go.
Perfect nickname for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Juan Progreso, could also have that same nickname, but it's Bill Campbell who earned it first. All right, what do we have on Nesson Plus today? I'm thinking, I'm feeling good. I think there could be a win today on Nesson Plus.
Oh, there's certainly going to be a win today. Lots of excitement. So this week on Red Sox Classics, it's the best offensive outburst. First pitch this afternoon at 3. It's a game from August 15th of 2015. The Red Sox roll over the Mariners 22-10 at Fenway. Sure, it wasn't the Patriots playing the Seahawks. Jackie Bradley Jr. led the way in this one, going 5-for-6, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. He probably should have called it a career right after that game.
And now, Andy, let's move to Major League Baseball news and notes. I know it's not a huge pocket of information today, but what do you have?
Yeah, it certainly isn't as detailed as it has been in previous weeks, but one story came out that's kind of a big one, is after deals with the Giants and Mets were nixed due to issues with his physical results, shortstop Carlos Correa has now signed a 6-year, $200 million deal, returning to the Twins last year with the Twins. He hit 22 home runs and drove in 64 runs. So, this whole saga with Carlos Correa in the offseason has been something else, bouncing around from 3 different contracts. This is the third one now, and not passing physicals with 2 of them, and now the Twins want him back. And I don't know, it's a lot of money out there, obviously, with whichever contract he ended up with. But his first deal was well over $300 million with the Giants and the Mets, and now he's down to $200 million. So, still good money if you can get it, but very interesting situation.
Anything else to share with us this week, Andrew?
Yeah, White Sox pitcher Liam Hendricks is now undergoing treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Hendricks says he's confident he'll make a full recovery and be back on the mound as soon as possible. The 33-year-old had a 2.81 ERA last year with 37 saves.
I want to just follow up on one point here, Andy. You mentioned the Red Sox owner mentioning that their team is not for sale. Give me the background on that. Have there been rumors that the team is? Obviously, there must be rumors that the team is for sale.
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't heard that officially. I've heard people saying they wish that the owners would sell the team.
Okay.
Obviously, they're getting a lot of negative backlash this offseason and last year as well with the team's performance and their offseason lack of moves and not keeping the homegrown players. And obviously, John Henry was booed at the Winter Classic, because obviously the Xander Bogaerts situation was fresh off the presses at that time. So, but I haven't heard anything. I think it's the fact that, their Fenway Sports Group is buying all these other entities, and the Red Sox seem to be like kind of the, stepsister, if you will, at this point to all their other things that they're doing. So maybe they're thinking maybe they'll sell the Red Sox and go buy something else, hopefully, or what have you. But they're saying no, so maybe that's like a faith of, goodwill faith thing when they say that, a manager's all set and he'll be back, and the next thing you know, he's gone. So who knows what's going to happen here. But, is what it is. They're certainly not impressing any Red Sox fans with what they're doing as management right now.
Well, I'm thinking if you sell the Red Sox, you probably set yourself up with a pretty nice cachet of money. You could probably go out and buy a pretty good curling team up in Canada. You know what I'm saying for these guys?
Well, you could buy a whole league.
Okay. You could, start your own curling league. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Anyways, that'll do it for us. Andy, thanks so much for your time, all the information, and we'll be talking soon.
Looking forward to it as always.
All right, there he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.